The fires across the state have burned about 2.5 times more acreage in the first 3 months of 2017 than during the same period a year ago. Currently, more than 100 active wildfires are scorching over 20,000 acres statewide.
Mostly for Blackwater, we're responding to moderate fire activity. Nothing too terribly out of the ordinary, which is good because that frees some of our folks up to be able to go down south and help out.
Joe Zerchowski at Fish and Wildlife's Blackwater District, which covers Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, says they've been sending personnel and equipment to Central and South Florida for the past few weeks. The peak dry season in Florida normally stretches from late March to late May and sometimes even into June.
We do see wildfires 12 months out of the year, but spring season is the absolute height of it. We haven't seen a season like this in a little while. Right now, we're looking at just over 1,400 wildfires throughout the state since January 1.
February and March have both been very dry across the Northwest Florida Panhandle. February ended up to be about 1.44 inches below normal on precipitation, while March was 2.36 inches below normal.
Cody Lindsay is chief meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile. He says the two systems that produced last week's heavy rains did little to alleviate the dry conditions.
About 2.95 inches for the month to date now so far for April. That does put Pensacola a little above normal for the month of April, about 1.39 inches above normal, but there's still a kind of that rolling deficit from February and March to make up for.
The Panhandle's also seen above normal heat early in the year. The Pensacola area has had a dozen record high temperatures set since New Year's Day. And we're not going to be out of the woods, no pun intended, anytime soon. Lindsay says for the next week or so, it appears the chance of rain in the Panhandle is only about 20%, but he adds we're not alone.
Also taking a look at the Climate Prediction Center from NOAA for the next 6 to 10 days is calling for below normal precipitation for all of Northwest Florida, and the same goes for the next 3 to 4 weeks as well. Much of the southeast looks to be below average on precipitation expectations.
The extra dry conditions come at a time of the year when Northwest Florida goes through its normal lack of moisture.
April can tend to be dry around here at times, but unfortunately with the lack of rainfall the past couple of months, this can kind of enhance the drought conditions across the southeast.
And the state cannot go it alone in protecting against wildfire. Joe Zerchowski of Blackwater says the public's help is key in keeping things safe, a point driven home by this week being Wildfire Awareness Week in Florida.
If and when people are looking at cleanup projects around the yard, and then maybe they're going to burn some leaves or debris, keep the hose handy. Be mindful of their situation. If it's windier than average, don't burn. Wait a couple days. And just be mindful, be aware of the situation that things are starting to dry out around here.
Hunters and campers going out into the woods in large numbers are also urged to use extreme caution when using fire. Zerchowski says their situational awareness needs to be that much higher.
If you're grilling in a campground, make sure they're out, drown them, hose them out. And the same thing goes for campfires. Put some water on it, stir it with a shovel, and then with the back of your hand, get close to it. And if you can feel any heat, repeat the process until it's cold, dead out.
Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says Florida hasn't seen a wildfire season this active since 2011. Declaring a state of emergency allows Governor Scott to order deployment of needed firefighting resources, along with distribution of supplies and materials where needed. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.